Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day. Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian, and it is the big Wednesday here on the show, and you know what that means? We got a lot to talk about here. The AEW Dynamite Winter is Coming show. Pretty big lineup for the show tonight. We'll tell you about that. Last night, of course, was NXT. And man, NXT had the best ending to a show in absolutely forever. But it's like one of those things where if you don't watch NXT and you watch like the last 1 minute of the show, you'll be like, what is this idiot talking about? If you are an NXT viewer and you have been watching this show for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks, the payoff at the end of NXT was incredible! So we'll tell you about that. I've also got a lot of news. Saturday night's main event is this weekend. And, you know, I got a lot of matches, championship matches, everything like that. Well, the biggest draw of Saturday night's main event is nothing that is going to take place bell to bell between competitors. It is something else. Talk about some injury updates. Did you know that the son of Evander Holyfield has been training with WWE? It's true, and he debuted. We got some ratings notes and plenty more. If you want, text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4W Online at gmail.com. F4W Online, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. Christmas cameos at Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. And I got to say, when we come back from the break, I hesitate to do this, but I have to tell a story. So that's going to be coming up when we come back from the break. Mike Sempervive joins us today, as always. And back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
Find holiday shopping overwhelming? We've got to figure out what they want and then find it all too. Enter Kohl's. They have the best gifts all in one spot. The toys your kids have been asking for, the silk PJs she's been eyeing, and the stylish sweater he'll love. And you can get 20% off some of your gifts during their customer appreciation event. Yep, holiday shopping at Kohl's is the move. Select styles. Offers end December 15th. Some exclusions apply. Coupons do not apply to toys. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Card Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single-line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. I got to tell a story, if I
may. Oh, yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready. Go ahead.
Now, I want to make something clear, all right? I can't control anybody, but I'm going to make a request, all right? I never, ever talk politics on these shows. Okay? I never do. Like, if I were running for president, I wouldn't even campaign. I do not talk politics. All right? Now, I'm going to tell a story. And because the United Healthcare CEO was just killed, I know somebody is going to say, Brian is making a political statement here, telling a story, whatever. I swear to God, I'm not. Okay? I'm telling the story because I've already told 75% of this story to you people. And I got a letter today, okay, at 10 o'clock a.m., which is the conclusion to this story. It is so absolutely ridiculous. I cannot not tell this story, okay? It has to do with healthcare. If you've ever cared about me for one second, please, Twitch chat. I can't do nothing about the YouTube chat. Don't ruin the entire Twitch chat with an hour of arguing politics because of this story, okay? Just please don't. Talk about wrestling afterwards, okay? But I have to tell this story, okay? I've done a lot of things in my life, okay? I did gymnastics forever. I did wrestling, professional wrestling. I did a little bit of amateur wrestling, sucked. I'm a third-degree black belt in jiu-jitsu. I put my body through a lot, okay? And in all that time, everything that I did, I've never had to have a surgery on any body part, with the exception of I got LASIK, okay? I've been, like, really lucky. I'm not as lucky as Chris Jericho, but I've been really, really lucky. I had an orbital bone that I broke. I separated shoulders, you know? I got a turf toe that's never going to heal. I got some problems, but nothing serious, you know? I'm really lucky. But that's like a lot of wear and tear. So a few months ago, I was doing jiu-jitsu. I did a butterfly sweep. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Boom! Knee popped. I was like, oh, man. I was like, that's not good. It hurt. I couldn't do anything. But you know what? What do they tell you to do? Walk it off. I walked it off. About 3 months later, it's feeling pretty good. I'm in class. I'm showing. I'm demonstrating. I'm teaching a move. I'm teaching a day one jiu-jitsu move, a trap and roll when someone is mounted on you. I do a bridge, kaboom, it's done. Okay? I couldn't stand up. I couldn't do anything. Like, I knew, even though I'm not a doctor, even though I had no diagnosis, I was like, I know I tore my meniscus. I know it, okay? I couldn't walk. I couldn't stand up. I still got my 10,000 steps in. You know how long that took the next day? Because I'm an idiot, all right? But, like, at this point, it's like, I got to get this thing checked out. So I go to the doctor. The doctor, he makes a referral to get an MRI. So, you know, make an appointment with the place. This took a long time, by the way, to even get the referral. It was like well over a month, all right? So I finally get the referral. I call the place. We make an appointment. They get all my insurance information. And they're like, okay, here's the date you're going to come in for your MRI. We're running your insurance, okay? So, of course, like the day before I'm supposed to go in, they call and they go, your insurance, we still haven't heard back from them yet. So let's delay it another week. I'm like, okay, whatever. This happens twice! Twice! Finally, they call me and they go, your insurance is denied your MRI. I was like, I call them up. I'm like, okay, so what can I do? So this is the key. And I have these voicemails. And I have, like, I have all this. So I get a hold of them and they go, if you're denied, it's just a knee. It's not like you're getting an MRI of your back or your neck or whatever. It's just a knee. It's your right knee. Show up, pay us $800 at the time of service, and you can get your MRI. And so I immediately think, not like chump change, but, you know, when you think about the grand scheme of everything, okay, it's like, it's $800. Who cares? I just need an MRI. So I tell him, okay, I'll come in, I'll pay the $800, I'll get the MRI. Suddenly, he says to me, she goes, well, there's one more thing you can do. If you go to your doctor, he can call the insurance company. They can have like a, you know, one-on-one with two human beings. And like a good percentage of the time, they will approve the MRI after they speak to the doctor. You may as well try it, she says. I'm like, okay, fine. So I go to the doctor, and, you know, the doctor's like, well, you know, they apparently they want more scans or something or other. Why don't we do an X-ray? We'll send an X-ray in. I'm like, okay. I pay $80 to get an X-ray. He sends a bunch of other stuff, and he calls him or whatever. And, like, I'm waiting. It's weeks. Do you understand? And finally, I get a call, like, 3 days before my latest rescheduled appointment. And they say, your insurance has agreed to pay for your MRI. I'm like, great. Great. So I go in, and I get the MRI. And I go home, and I pay nothing. All right? A couple days later, I get the results. You'll never guess. I have a torn meniscus. Exactly what I thought. So then, you know, I go to the doctor. I got a torn meniscus. The guy goes, I'll refer you to, you know, a specialist, a surgeon. He'll take a look at your MRI and he'll, you know, tell you what you need to do or whatever. This, by the way, was a month ago. I have not heard from these people yet. I am still waiting to hear from these people. Okay? So I go to the post office today. That's why I'm telling you this story today. It is nothing political. I went to the post office today. And I have a letter from the place that did the MRI. It's in an envelope. And it looks like a bill. I'm like, that's weird. I open the envelope. And it is, in fact, a bill for my MRI, which I was told that insurance was paying for, okay? It is a bill for my MRI. Would you like to know how much the bill is for?
How much?
$800. I was billed $800 for the MRI, okay? Because what happened was, if I would have paid out of pocket, I would have paid $800. But because it was submitted to my insurance, they charged me $2,300. Insurance paid $1,500, and I owe $800. I could have just paid $800. I was dying. Then, of course, you know, I called billing, and I'm pretty sure I don't know who called, but like they didn't know what was going on. It's just like it was the most infuriating half hour of my life. I just gave up. I literally drove to the place to ask them, you know, and they're like, you know, we don't have an actual billing department. The billing department's actually in Michigan or whatever. You got to call them. They give me the same number I called. I called a different. I was like, oh, my God. And you know, what the funniest part of all of this is it has taken so long. It has taken so long for me to get the. Like all of this, everything I just told you, it's taken so long that my knee is like 99% right now. It doesn't hurt at all. I'm in the gym. I work out every day. I run. I jump on the trail. I can do everything. Why am I even going to see a surgeon? He's probably going to tell me I need surgery, but I'm fine. So anyway, oh my God. $800 I was billed by insurance for an $800 MRI that they paid for. Bronson Reed's going in for surgery today. Good luck, brother. Good luck. Back in a moment with all the news. Observer Live.
You get a shiver in the dark. It's raining in the park. But meantime, sound of the river, you're stopping your home.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, let's talk about something fun.
All right.
Hey, are you aware that WrestleMania is coming to Allegiant Stadium?
In Las Vegas?
Lovely. No, Paradise.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. But it is
Las Vegas. Look at you.
Yes. It's April 19th and 20th. Paradise, Nevada. Allegiant Stadium, Easter Sunday. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
Because they got a ton of money to bring people to Las Vegas on Easter.
Take that, Catholics.
Good for them. But anyway, not only will Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns and Bianca Belair and all these people on this poster, Rey Mysterio, CM Punk, not all those people.
All the stars are there.
Yes, including myself and Dave Meltzer.
Who?
You heard me.
Oh.
So we are going to be doing a lot of stuff in Vegas.
Some legal, some not.
Yeah, we're very, very likely to do a live Q&A. There is going to be a watch party that we are going to arrange. There is going to be at least one post-WrestleMania party in Vegas. Very likely Vinny's karaoke. And a bunch of other. This is going to be our annual convention. And everyone always goes, how come it's always AW? No, we're doing our annual convention in coordination with WWE WrestleMania in Las Vegas this year. So if you've been thinking about going to Vegas, well, there's going to be extra stuff for you to do if you are a subscriber. And we'll have more information upcoming. Just wanted to get out the news that it's happening. We are doing our convention in Las Vegas.
Has Vinny booked the Sphere yet?
Are you aware that we do a dinner at Texas Day Brazil as part of this convention? We do. Are you aware Ed is going to be running a wrestling show? Probably not. He's a horrible promoter. But we will be a part of that as well. So a lot of fun stuff. So if you're on the fence now, you're not on the fence anymore. You're definitely going. So that will be over WrestleMania weekend this year, the annual Figure Four convention.
You going to pimp out Tom while you're there?
Let's get into some news here quickly because we wasted a lot of time.
Oh, yeah, me.
Bronson Reed scheduled to undergo surgery on his broken foot today. Dave was trying to tell me this would be 3 months. No, I'm telling you. He's expected out past WrestleMania. This was a very, very, very bad break.
With all due respect, even if he wasn't going to be out, look, if he's going to be out right until the lead-up and he could come back right before WrestleMania, you might as well just wait until afterwards. Get more impact that way.
Yeah, it's WrestleMania, brother. No one wants to miss WrestleMania.
Yeah, they don't. But look, give him some money because that's what they really don't want to miss is the payoff for that.
So that's happening today. All the best to him, for the love of God.
Really.
And then we got this.
Yes.
Some of the stuff WWE does is like, it's like, how can I explain this? So I went to War Games, okay? And, you know, they do like the countdown to the start of the show.
Yeah.
So for those of you watching on TV, like they count down and then like, you know, the show begins and they have the big War Games graphic. And then they cut to that shot of the arena and there's like thousands of people screaming. And you see those two giant War Games cages, and they're, like, coming down from the ceiling, and there's, like, an air raid siren, and you see, like, pyro shooting out everywhere. And it's, like, it probably looks awesome on television. It is preposterous live. It is absolutely, completely ridiculous.
What do you mean?
It's just ridiculous. This cage is slowly lowering from the ceiling.
Yeah?
There's an air raid siren.
Yeah.
There's, like, stuff shooting up like we're in the middle of a war. Like, when you see it live from, like,
war
a ways
games.
Away, it just, like, when I saw it, I was like, this is absolutely preposterous. Like, if aliens came down and they like the first day on Earth, and I took them to a wrestling show, they would look at this and go, what is this ridiculous, preposterous thing? But you know what? Those fans went wild.
Of course.
They went wild for that silly siren and that ridiculous bombs
fired
bursting
up
in air. Like, it was ridiculous. But
they
went crazy for it.
Yeah.
So on that note, WWE did a video on social media where Triple H is backstage with Cody Rhodes, and he presents him with a box. And we don't see what's in the box. But Cody Rhodes opens the box. And gold! Like a gold light floods out of the box.
Pulp Fiction-like.
This is ridiculous. But you know what? I think I know what was in that box.
Oh, I know what I want to be in that box, but I have a feeling you're correct, and I don't
yes,
like it.
Yes, not yours, mine.
And nobody likes it. Stupid winged eagle.
I believe the winged. Not winged. The winged eagle.
Winged.
And the old school Intercontinental Championship. And the Rick. Actually, I don't know what they're going to do for the world title because there was no Saturday Night's main event.
The women's. Well, they could bring back the tiny belt that Wendy Richter had.
I hope they don't bring back that stupid butterfly. But the point is. The point is, I believe the winged eagle is going to be used this Saturday at Saturday Night's main event for that Kevin Owens Cody Rhodes match. And I'm going to be so, like, that is a bigger draw to me than any of these matches on the show. Like, I want to see that belt one more time. I wish they'd just bring it back. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's in the store. They'll sell tons and tons of them. But I believe it's back.
Wasn't one of my favorite belts, but you know what? That's okay.
You're an idiot. Ten years.
You're an
10
idiot.
10 years. The winged eagle was the face of the greatest era for us 40-year-olds of WWF.
That is not true. Just because you began play fighting outside in your backyard when that became the big belt and imitating Shawn and Brett, that's why you have an affinity for it. And I get that. Look, the Intercontinental title, the old one, is awesome. So I am happy they're bringing these belts back, and I'm looking forward to the whole aesthetic of the show. Because you've already had Jesse Ventura and other people come out and say that they are doing a throwback. They're going to not have the ramp. They're going to have people walk down the aisle. We've already heard about the fact that there's not going to be as much pyro and ballyhoo and all that sort of stuff. So I am absolutely looking forward to seeing how they take that old thing and make it new for everybody and blow it up to where they're at right now with WWE.
Got some. I mean, sometimes I question the chat, but they got some good ideas here.
Oh yeah,
they should have made a much bigger deal about how Cody wanted that winged eagle back, and they should have done a deal where they didn't announce this in advance, or maybe they could have done what they did here because we don't actually know. But then at Saturday night's main event, you know, the show opens up with Triple H in the ring. And he says, you know what? It's special Saturday night's main event. And because Saturday night's main event is being brought back, and it's not one time only, and since Cody has wanted this for years, we are officially bringing back the Winged Eagle belt. And like the spotlight, he pulls the velour thing off the gimmick. There's the Winged Eagle. Cody comes out, can be crying. Cody can cry. Like, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, he can workshop one up.
And then, man, you do that match. Sure, I'm sure it's going to be a great match. Cody wins. Kevin slinks away. And then an hour later, Kevin attacks him. And just like Randy Savage, he destroys the Winged Eagle.
Oh.
Smashes it to bits. And sadly, we don't see it again.
I thought you were going to go with they are going to bring these belts back. They are going to reveal them, and every time there's a Saturday night's main event.
Mr. Perfect, I'm sorry, not Randy Savage.
Well, yeah, and that's been done a lot, too. Superstar Billy Graham and Bob Backlund, when Backlund started crying over the fact that Superstar Billy Graham destroyed the belt. So I think that's one that's been done a couple of times.
Oh, get out of here. They did a wrong name. God. He who is without Sin shall cast the first. What was that? I forget. Do you know the son of Evander Holyfield's been training with WWE?
I've heard that.
Elijah Holyfield made his WWE debut prior to NXT Tuesday. Might be part of the upcoming AEW reality show WWE LFG, which debuts next year. Former NFL player for the Bengals. Career ended with a knee injury. Join the crowd, brother. He is now a WWE superstar.
He was a guy that should not have left college early. He was backing up DeAndre Swift at the University of Georgia and decided to forego his senior year and did not get drafted. Ended up, I think, with Carolina. Did some time with Philadelphia, too. I don't know if it lines up. Maybe him and Trick cross paths at some point. But, yeah, if you're going to do a show like that, you probably want it to get some buzz. Having the Holyfield name will work for some people. It's as good as you could probably do as far as some of the people that you have down there. That would be something that you could put in a commercial and make people's ears perk up. So, hey, you might as well go ahead and do that. And best of luck to him.
Bert says, no name change either. Surprising. Well, we don't know what's going to happen when he's on TV. But this is one of those situations I've brought up a million times. They love to talk about everybody's athletic background, yet they must change their name. It's like,
well, his
this
father,
is stupid.
His father had changed his name when he was getting those Balco treatments sent to him or whatever it was. So maybe he can be Evan Fields when he makes it up to NXT. It's certainly an NXT name.
Well, speaking of NXT, back in a moment with the NXT review. The greatest final segment in the history of this show. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah! And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
1 out of 2 Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Ever find holiday shopping overwhelming? We've got to figure out what they want and then find it all too. Enter Kohl's. They have the best gifts all in one spot. The toys your kids have been asking for, the silk PJs she's been eyeing, and the stylish sweater he'll love. And you can get 20% off some of your gifts during their customer appreciation event. Yep, holiday shopping at Kohl's is the move. Select styles. Offers end December 15th. Some exclusions apply. Coupons do not apply to toys. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Should plug that the Lance Storm show this week is going to be today at 3:30 Pacific, 6:30 Eastern. And it will be free! So if you want to watch for free, you can do it on our YouTube site, video.f4wonline.com. And the audio will go up free afterwards, Observer, WrestlingObserver.com, and Spotify, and Apple Podcasts, YouTube, all of them. It'll all go up. It's all free today. Don't worry about it. But you can watch it live. We might even take some questions at 3:30 Pacific, 6:30 Eastern today. Video.f4wonline.com.
Hey, Brian, can I ask you a question on behalf of Gerald Davis, who just gave you $5 to ask this question that you will not see? Yes.
Oh, on YouTube? He did it.
Yeah, and you may want to warn people on that. Hello from Hawaii, guys. Love your perspective. My question is, do you ever think they'll give Shayna Baszler a singles title? And why not?
And why not?
I think he's already answered that, although I don't think he's wrong.
No. He is wrong. I'll tell you why.
I'll take it. Go ahead. I like Shayna Baszler.
Because, dude, now we have two women's titles on each brand. There's not that many women. I mean, they have to give it to her at some point.
I don't know. I thought they were giving one of them to Naomi, and I could be wrong about that.
Well, she'll get Naomi's it eventually.
You think they so? They said that about the women's titles with hers for now.
Okay,
for
listen,
years.
By my math, I think they have 28 women on the main roster and four belts, okay? That's currently one belt for every seven women. Everybody's going to get one, okay? It's just going to happen, all right?
Hey, at some point, they'll end up with an underground champion. She can fight Lola Vice for it again in the underground mat or something like that. And you know what? I say that kind of in jest, but as the more things roll along with Battleground with Josh Barnett's Bloodsport, and the more things kind of come with guys like, you know, they have a ton of people with amateur wrestling experience and MMA experience they keep pulling into the system. Having something like that may not be that far off for them, or to have a title that represents that on shows every once in a while, I wouldn't fall over shocked if they did do that.
All right, a quick note, the Collision show on Saturday night, 278,000 and a 0.07. So it was up from last week's record low, but it is still the third lowest rating the show has ever done in its normal time slot. Went head-to-head with Deadline, so that obviously hurt. And Raw on Monday, 1.4 million viewers and a 0.43. So, lowest number in a few months. Monday Night Football was actually way up. The Cowboys-Bengals game, 17 million viewers. And a 4.06 in 18-49.
Gee,
I wonder where those viewers were.
I want to know how many of those people were actually watching The Simpsons presentation of Monday Night Football as opposed to actually watching that game on their own. Because there's the only way I was watching the Bengals and the Cowboys was watching Mina Kimes and the whole gimmick there with The Simpsons.
All right, a couple of notes from NXT. So we had a Julia promo. Cora Jade came out. We had a big schmoz. And that set up a main event. If you want the full details of this, Brian Avini show on Thursday or Wrestling Observer Radio, I got way more time. We got to get to the main event here. Ethan Page is upset, and he gets offered a North American title shot by Tony D. Ethan's like, thanks, man, but this is below me. Tony's like, oh, fine. Hey, anybody else want a shot? Everybody jumps up. Ethan's like, whoa, hold on a second. Tony says, no, I don't want to give you something below you. Ethan begs. Finally, Tony goes, all right, fine. See you out there, kid.
That whole doctor's waiting office portion of NXT was certainly something else.
We had by far the best thing on the show. Javon Evans beat Wesley clean. It's a great match. great match. This is awesome. Chance. Javon got the pin. All right, now what? Let's do something with the brother. It's just one. I'm not mad. It was great. But it's like everything with Javon. It's like he's going to get a big win, and then he's going to fail at something. Get a big win, fail at something. Then he's going to be like 30. Like, let's get going on this. You know what needs to happen?
What's that?
I actually said this a long time ago, but instead of doing it when they should have, they're going to wait way too long. He should have been the guy to beat Obafemi for the North American title. Instead, they gave it to Tony D. Which is like, whatever, you know, Tony D's got the belt, but it's like nothing. It doesn't matter. You know, it's not made any difference whatsoever. When Javon was on fire, that's when he should have beat Obafemi and won that North American title. So now I can see what they're probably going to do, which is Obafemi's going to end up beating Trick, maybe. Obafemi ends up, you know, winning the NXT title. Probably hold it for a year. And then finally, Javon's going to get his big win after he's old enough to drink. And then, you know, 3 years from then, they'll finally bring him up to the main roster. I had a better idea, everybody. Could have been done a lot quicker. No, needs experience. He needs experience after having 300 matches on the indies before even going to NXT. Yes, needs some more experience. Anyway, Axiom and Nathan Frazier.
Wait until they cut his hair. Imagine what you're going
to do. Oh, my God. I'll quit. I still don't know what Wesley cut his hair off.
Because he's a heel. And I think they're trying to.
So his goal is to look like a normal human?
I don't.
What?
Look, I don't know. He wants to change up his look. Changing up his look is not a bad thing. It is
if it's worse than what it was before.
I don't think it was worse than what it was. Look, the way he used to dress with that hair, he looked like he sold weed at the end of the boardwalk. I know a lot of guys that look like that. No
Bro.
Way. Him changing up his look is fine, especially with his new attitude.
Dude, he...
Give it a little time here.
He looked like a star with the hair. Now he looks like someone out of the crowd because he's not a big, giant, jacked up dude. He's like a normal sized guy who that now is. Has a normal sized haircut, so he looks normal in the ring.
Grow out a natural, Wes.
Dude.
Throw it out for Brian. You need big hair.
Bro,
little
listen.
Man, big hair.
Listen.
Bigger the hair, the closer to
when
God.
When he showed up with that haircut, the fans chanted, "Who are you?" Okay? They did a deal last week, not a normal size haircut, just a normal haircut. He's a normal size guy with a normal haircut. He looks like a guy out of the crowd. Before, he looked like a star. Dude, they had a segment last week where like they were doing something or whatever, and they cut to what turned out to be Wes Lee and like the crow's nest. They put the camera on this guy, and I was like, who is that?
Is they that went, Nomura?
They went back to the ring. They cut back to him a second time. I was like, who is that? They cut back to the fans
again.
Were you
blind?
Dude, the fans chanted, who are you? Nobody knew who it was. So no, you cannot tell me this is an improvement. God. Axiom and Nathan Frazier. Oh, this is a good one. Axiom and Nathan Frazier they're like, they love each other. They came together over the weekend. They had the two-match gimmick. Nathan broke his nose. Axiom backed him up. Like, they won. They retained the tag. They're like, they're on the same page.
Brothers.
They are brothers. And there's a moment where Axiom says, you're my tag partner. I want you to succeed. I would do anything for you. And you actually hear the crowd go, aw. Not even like sarcastic, like it touched them.
Down in their cockles.
So both guys go to handle a situation, they say. And so later in the show, this actually played into the main event segment. Later in the show, they meet again, and Axiom says, I talked to Ava. I asked her for a singles match against Obafemi. Frazier's like, what? Why did you do that? When's the match? Axiom says, I'm doing it because you're my tag team partner. You're my friend. And after what that guy did to you, I'm gonna beat him up next week. Frazier goes, next week? He says, I just talked to Ava, and I got us a tag team title match next week. So now they're in the exact same situation again, where Axiom needs to wrestle two times next week, once against Obafemi and once for the tag team titles. And for those who don't watch the show, could Ava be a worse GM?
No.
Could she be a worse GM?
Yeah, it gets sealed at the end.
And literally, like, on Twitter, Axiom was like, why didn't she say something? That's a great question, Axiom. The answer is because she's incompetent. And by the way, I don't think this was mentioned on this show. Last week, Jada Parker wanted to do an underground match with Lola Vice right then and there. The geeks were even taking down the ropes. Ava came out and put a stop to it. Do you remember why? It was not because we need to save the match for the PLE. Ava put a stop to it because she said, I can't let you wrestle two times in one night. In storyline, she is the worst GM in Earth's history. So anyway, you know what? Forget about the rest
GM
of this show.
Come back.
Forget about the rest of this show.
Skip it.
Okay, let's just go to the whole key, the whole shebang right here.
Mm-hmm.
They had a segment with Obafemi and Trick Williams because Obafemi won the Iron Survivor Challenge after Eddie Thorpe was laid out last week on the show by a mystery person. Somehow Obafemi gets his spot. Obafemi wins. Obafemi now gets a shot at Trick Williams. So they're doing this back and forth, and out comes Eddie Thorpe. And Eddie's like, hold on a second, Oba. What is going on here? You attacked me. You laid me out, you took my spot, and you got this title shot. Obafemi says, did you see me attack you? And he's like, well, no, I got attacked from behind, but I've never been hit that hard. It had to be you. Oba blows him off. He goes back to talking to Trick. Eddie's just standing there like an idiot. Oba and Trick are going back and forth. Finally, Oba vows to win the title. He leaves. Trick is about to leave. Eddie stops him. He goes, you know what? I thought you were like a great stand-up guy. You should be giving me a championship match, but instead, you never even mentioned it to Obafemi about how he laid me out and stole my spot. So Trick gets really angry, and Trick cuts a promo on this guy. He says, you know what? You want a title match next week? You talk to Ava, it's on. I'm going to beat you up. And he leaves. So Eddie Thorpe leaves as well. So they do the rest of the show or whatever. At the end of the show, Eddie Thorpe is backstage with Ava. He's got the contract. Signs on the dotted line. Match is official. He looks at it and he goes, I can't believe it's happening. The biggest match of my life, the NXT title. I deserve this. And there's a pause. And Ava says, I just want you to know that we're still looking into who attacked you. And Eddie is looking at the paper, and he doesn't even look up. And he says, I know who attacked me. You're looking at him. I went, what? And he says, I got my title match, and I didn't have to go through 25 minutes of hell to get it. See you in Lowell.
He is my new favorite wrestler.
Ava, the worst GM on earth. Grabs that contract. She's so mad. I was like, way to go, Eddie. You're supposed to be turning heel. You are top babyface.
Absolutely.
Back in a moment, Observer Live.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately,
Sadly, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, listen, everybody. I am not talking about Simone Garcia Johnson personally. I'm talking about her character.
Ava.
I'm talking about Ava, the character,
Ava Rain. Yeah.
And the storyline decisions that she makes, okay? I asked, has there ever been a worse GM, okay? And some people came up with answers. They were like, well, what about People Power? What about Vicky Guerrero? What about... Here's the problem, guys. Those were all heels. Of course they made stupid decisions to screw people over. Ava is a baby face. She's a baby face. Every decision she makes, it screws over this person. It screws over that person. It makes you feel sympathetic for the heels. How is Eddie Thorpe a heel? How? He has been screwed from like day one. And when a heel gets one over on the baby face GM, we're not supposed to cheer. But we do because she makes so many awful, horrible decisions. We had writing. We had weeks of writing because she couldn't just choose a tag team to face the tag team champions. We got Axiom and Nathan Frazier, who are baby faces. And she's like, after telling a person, I can't let you wrestle twice on one show, now we're going to have people wrestling twice on one show for two straight shows because she screwed them. So no. People Power was not worse. Vicky Guerrero was not worse. You know? What, Jack Tunney? He made some stupid decisions.
Don Callis as the network in ECW?
He was a heel!
Still pretty bad, though.
God. I can't take anymore. Lance is going to be on at 2:30 Pacific. No, 3:30 Pacific. 3:30 Pacific, 6:30 Eastern. Ever tell you a story about how I tried to get Paul Bearer on the show? And even though he went coast to coast like 300 days out of the year, like he could not figure out time zones and we messed it up 50 times. I'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.